This episode of Ponderings Radio is brought to you today by Whole Body Health and Wellness. Moving well and feeling well is the motto at this natural health clinic, with a full range of services to help your best life journey. Go to www.wholebodyhealthandwellness.com.au. Hello and welcome to Ponderings Radio. You're joined by Montana McDonald from Ponderings Magazine, and you're listening to the audio version of Welcome to Planet Spectrum, Your Survival Guide, Chapter 3 by author Kate O'Donnell.
Chapter 3. One size does not fit all.
Hello and welcome to Ponderings Radio. You're joined by Montana McDonald from Ponderings Magazine, and you're listening to the audio version of Welcome to Planet Spectrum, Your Survival Guide, Chapter 3 by author Kate O'Donnell.
Is used to describe the varied range or degrees of autism. The fact is that not one person is the same as another. Every single child with autism is different and exclusive. There are many different shades in the spectrum. One observation I have made over the years is the need for parents to compare their child with other children to see how their child sits against or is doing in comparison to other children. Whilst I have no doubt that this observation and comparison has its place and seems natural, it isn't helpful in the slightest when it comes to children on Planet Spectrum. Every one of these munchkins is absolutely unique, like a fingerprint. Sure, there might be certain characteristics or traits that appear to be similar, but the fact is, no two personalities are the same. So therefore, no two autisms are the same. Your child is like a once-off work of art. Each brushstroke differs, each shade is different. Life on Planet Spectrum is one of stark contrast and differences. Once you start to work out your little individual's quirks and reactions, triggers and focuses, language becomes easier to negotiate, understand and facilitate. Often other people feel the need to adapt their experiences to your child as a means of trying to empathise or relate to you. This may start with, oh, I know a person with a child with autism and they do this, or this is like this. We call this the great comparison of misunderstanding. But autism is not a one-size-fits-all. And like all good misunderstandings, they can be changed. This is actually a great opportunity for you to educate those around you. So if someone opens a conversation with you that resembles the great comparison of misunderstanding, explain to them that in fact, no two autisms are the same. Unfortunately, as I mentioned in the last chapter, you can often get verbal feedback from people who are not educated and can be both generalized and very unhelpful. There are thousands of stories of total strangers giving negative and ignorant feedback, which takes you right over to planet frustration and wanting to bang your head against a brick wall, maybe even have a meltdown of your very own. But we will touch on that more in the later chapters. In the case of the great comparison, treat it as a positive opportunity to inform and educate if you have the energy. Not everyone has visited Planet Spectrum before, so it can be unknown territory. Some people have really great intentions that just don't know any different. Our aim is to have everyone in the community educated so they know all about our beautiful planet's inhabitants and how to treat them and care for them with respect and understanding.
Thank you for listening to the audio version of Chapter 3 in Welcome to Planet Spectrum, Your Survival Guide by author Kate O'Donnell. If you would like to find more information, go to www.planetspectrum.com.au. If you would like to ponder with us some more, go to www.ponderings.com.au. And I hope that you have a lovely day.